Hello?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Joseph?
Speaking.
Hi, Joseph. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Joseph, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, what is your race? May I have your race? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
I'm Black.
Thank you. And now I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for 2024 elections for president and Congress?
You said what are the chances of me voting?
Yeah, what are the chances that you will vote? Will you definitely vote?
I'm voting.
Definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and the 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may send a number between 0 and 10.
I just told you I'm motivated to vote. I'm going to vote.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, would that be 10 extremely motivated?
Yes.
Thank you. And some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important. Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied?
Hell no. Hell no.
No.
Dissatisfied. Completely dissatisfied.
Very, very dissatisfied then, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? The Biden administration and their policies?
The Biden administration put Trump back in office.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have your member of Congress to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is not important at all to you. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs from 0 to 10. 0, not important. 5, somewhat important. 10, extremely important.
To do what? What was the question?
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. And making college more affordable from 0 to 10.
10.
And insurance, the voting rights of all citizens 10. Are protected. Thank you. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes from 0 to 10.
Oh, that's a 5. Oh, that's a 5 because
that's a 5.
We all
thank
know
you.
The more money you make. We all know it's politics.
Okay. Improving K-12 education.
12.
0 to 10. I'm sorry?
10.
Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
10.
No. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove? There's no numbers on this one.
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The NAACP, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
Strongly for them. Was 100% good?
Yeah, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
100%.
Oh, 100%. Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
100%.
Thank you. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Don't know him. Never heard
okay.
of him.
Okay, never heard of him? Okay, that's one, two. Thank you. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What about him?
How do you feel from 0 to 100?
I mean, he hasn't done nothing. I mean, how is he relevant today?
Okay.
I mean, I know what he did yesterday, but I'm saying, I don't understand what Robert
F. Kennedy. The question is.
I don't have enough information to speak intelligently.
Okay. No opinion then. No problem.
No opinion.
I got you. No problem. How about Joe Biden? President.
Zero. I have no talent. Zero. He need to be
thank
out
you.
Here.
Thank you. How about Barack? Okay. Thanks. How about Barack Obama?
He did what he did. I mean, 50. That
okay. Thank you. And how about Planned Parenthood?
What about it?
What? From 0 to 100.
How
you feel about them?
Shit. Always 100. Always about the family. Kids got always every 10 girls. 100.
Thank you. The Republican Party. How you feel about them? From 0 to 100. I'm sorry?
I say about 85.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election were for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican, Donald Trump, and Independent,
Trump,
Cornell.
I'm going for Trump. You ain't even got to ask
for
Trump.
Okay. There you go. Once you know it, just scream it out there, and now that way it moves a lot faster. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? You already told me that.
Trump.
I know.
Well,
I have
no questions.
Thank you. And now again, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the problems do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Oh, I'm going to read you a list. The Supreme Court, the summit when you hit the one that you think is the most threatened to the African-American community. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Books banned that threatens to erase our history. The lack of quality education opportunities. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Rising crime and violence. The rise of white supremacy.
You said what concerned me?
I'm sorry?
You said what concerned me? You said what concerns me out of everything you're naming, right?
No, I want you to tell me what's more of a threat to the African-American
what's
community.
More of a threat?
Yes, sir. And
race and history.
Okay.
And white supremacy.
Okay.
Especially race and history because we taught wrong. So race and our history and lying to us and white supremacy.
And the white supremacy. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing?
President Biden, yeah.
A lot?
Yeah, I heard
some
about prison, but yeah.
Some
a lot.
Or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you feel less favorable towards them?
Yeah, the things he's doing, yes, less favorable. I mean,
much more unfavorable, or tell what, more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Much more, thank you. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office for each of the, for each one. Tell me how important that is to you personally.
We can skip anything dealing with Joe Biden. I can tell you now, I don't care about Joe Biden, the situation with China, Russia, and South Africa and France and them. doing this
okay.
new money that's $55 for, you know what I'm saying? So we can get off. I have no words. I don't want to speak negative about it, but I just don't care too much for him. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, you know, your comment on that, but I have to read it verbatim. So just give me a few minutes, and whatever the answer is, it's just an opinion. Okay, I just want to read you this, and then you tell me how you feel. That's all. You know, whichever you want to, whatever
okay.
answer you want to give me. I just had to read it. Make the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Was that very important to you? Someone important, not very important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you.
Very important.
Okay. Provide rental assistance to over 10 million people to help them keep in their homes. Was that very important? Someone important, not very important, not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Was that very important? Someone important, not very important, not important?
Very important.
Thank you. Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Was that very important? Somewhat important? Not very important? Not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Okay, moving along. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the 2024 election. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They have appointed judges to overturn Roe v. Wade, pushing the national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure that we can determine our own future. Not at all convincing, someone convinces, we're very convincing. 0 to 10.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how important it helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Kenji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it is because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. You both can do that too. From 0 to 10, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now, moving right along, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
I'm motivated to go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Motivated to go to vote.
Okay. And what stood out the most from the arguments that we just read about the about Biden, you know, the MAGA Republicans and all that? What stood out the most? What I was reading to you before. What was the most? I have to write it down. So just give me something specific. Just one thing will do. That stood out the most to you. Anything will do.
The black college.
Okay. Okay, black college. Okay, hold on. Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way, someone canvassing the neighborhood, yes or no?
No.
Door knocks, yes or no?
No.
TV ads, yes or no?
No.
Social media, internet ads, yes or no?
No.
Phone calls, yes or no?
Somewhere.
Okay. And mailers, you know, in the mail, yes or no?
Definitely no.
How about text messages, yes or no?
Yes.
How about radio ads, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Third grade.
High school diploma, high school graduate?
High school diploma.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a parent, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighborhoods are white? Near all, more than half, about half,
nah,
less than half?
Nah. In my neighborhood, no whites over here.
None at all? No white people?
No white people. I'm still on private property.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural?
Yep.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Nope.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Nope.
Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Nope.
That concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a lovely evening. Take care.
You too, sir.
Thank you.